Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. And there's one thing I absolutely know after having lived all these years now, and it is this: God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. And guess what? He does not even waste our failures. That's awesome news. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is going to be the story behind my song, I Throw My Heart to the Wind. This song is from my live worship recording from back in the day called I Will Trust You. This particular song was born on August 6, 1990, as I thought about repentance and how much it reminded me of the old ways of separating the grain from the chaff. Now, if you don't know what chaff is the unnecessary debris left from the stalks and seed casings. And winnowing was the method used to separate the grain from that chaff when grain was harvested in the days before modern harvesting machines and equipment. Once the grain, like wheat, for instance, was harvested, the farmer would take a winnowing fork, a shovel-like implement, and cast a scoop of that grain into the air. Once airborne, the wind would blow through the grain, and anything not a part of that seed or those seeds would be blown away, leaving just the desired grain to fall to the ground. The picture I saw in my mind as I received this song was one of my heart being cast before the wind of the Holy Spirit. And no man can do that for me, even though many have seemed to think so through the years. This is another aspect of trust, to be willing to bear my heart to the Father and cast myself before Him. This allows impurities to be brought into the light and blown away by the wind of His Spirit. Now, this is a song of humility and complete trust, and I cannot even trust myself, but I must trust myself to the Holy Spirit. I hope that makes sense to you. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 4 says this: How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. And that man, he will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. And in whatever he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so. This is key here. The wicked are not so, but they are like chaff which the wind drives away. Let's throw our hearts to the wind of the Spirit today and allow him to blow away any lies of the enemy, blow away any cares we are not casting upon the Lord, to blow away anything we do not need that does not glorify God in some way. This is called repentance, and repentance is a good thing.
Harvest of grain. You were the planter, and you brought the rain. Lord of the harvest, it's time once again to cast all the grain of my heart to the again and again.
Father, we do throw our hearts to the wind of your Spirit today. Blow out the chaff, that any chaff that you find there. In Jesus' name, amen. Matthew 3, 11 and 12 says this. John the Baptist said this of Jesus. As for me, I baptize you with water for repentance. But he who is coming after me is mightier than I, and I am not fit to remove his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clear his threshing floor, and he will gather his wheat into the barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. May we throw our hearts to the wind of the Holy Spirit today and allow him to blow away the chaff, the debris of our lives and our thoughts, and bring us into a deeper place of healing and strength and understanding of our identity in him than ever before. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you, as usual, by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you will find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my wife, she is beautiful, Melinda Jernigan, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. Since my health has been brought to the forefront of my life, I don't know if you know this or not, but I have damage to my vocal cords, and I have a possible diagnosis of Parkinson's disease. Nothing's been confirmed as far as this recording goes as of this point, but I have had to get creative in the way I get my message out there is what I'm trying to say. Through a wonderful new technology, I can do just that, but I really need your help. This new service is called Patreon, and you can become a member or a patron of my team at www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. By becoming a member of or a patron of my team, you will reap many benefits like new music as it comes off the press, like copies of new books, behind-the-scenes videos, teaching on creativity and identity in Christ, daily devotions and audio versions of certain books and certain chapters, printable art and lyrics signed by yours truly, special birthday greetings from me, and even the possibility of lunch with me. Doesn't that sound fun? It does to me. Now, for a look at the benefits you'll receive by becoming a patron of my ministry, just look over the section of the page, the Patreon page, labeled Become a Patron at www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. Now, to help you in the renewal of your own mind and to help you take your own thoughts captive, Don't forget to pick up a copy of my brand new book called Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2. Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2 is available at the following online vendors: Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, Kobo, and basically anywhere else you buy books online. Or you can just click the link provided in the podcast notes and order your own copy today. And if you don't mind, while you're at it, pick up a few copies as gifts for those you think might be benefited by such a gift. Well, that's all the time we have today. Thank you for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of the song I Throw My Heart to the Wind from the live recording I Will Trust You, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And remember this, if you remember nothing else from today's broadcast: God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who He says you are.